Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay. Oh, beauty, go. Okay. Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Thank you for downloading. Church is with us, as you heard from the great Lukuku, Kukukuku Open. You are looking live at my mom's condo today. That's where we taped today's Zabecast. Last night was from the front seat of my Turo-rented Hyundai Tucson. So I'm all over the place this week. How are you?
I'm good. The Tucson is, it just seems like it's just there. It's, you know, it's a fine, serviceable car, but it ends at that, right?
Yeah, no, it's been fine to drive. It's a 2017, drives just fine. What I like most about it is because it doesn't have all the fancy bells and whistles and ups and extras. It has simple air conditioning and radio buttons and knobs. There is nothing complicated. Like, if we could do one thing with vehicles is to standardize the whole operation of the dashboard, right?
Well, in some way,
like,
okay.
No, I want first mine of the all, way I want them.
First of all, Grandpa, yeah. You know, you can learn your car. You sound like my parents. You're like, we've got our car for 10 years. We know where all the buttons are. We don't need to change anything. And there's this about Apple CarPlay is making all of the, you know, many of all the infotainment stuff standardized, right? And just like Android Auto, because, you know, it all works the same way. I plug my phone, I get a rental car, plug my phone in, Apple CarPlay works exactly the same way, right?
Yeah,
so it is, I think it's getting standardized now.
But Apple CarPlay is a layered on extra system on top of the car's native system. And so therefore it starts to get complicated with things like navigation. So let's say I want navigation using Apple CarPlay in a car right. I've rented. Now, yes. If I'm not listening to something, if I want to listen to local radio, mm-hmm. the navigation prompts go into the CarPlay audio. And if I'm not listening to the CarPlay audio, I don't hear the prompts unless I punch into the navigation app I'm using, which could be one of three things: Google Maps, Apple Maps, or Waze. The three big mm-hmm. ones, and then those fiddle around with the fucking settings to go, okay, don't send prompts into the system. Always send them to the phone.
I think you're skipping one critical step. You could download the iHeartRadio app and enjoy all of the game 96.3. What is the game? 96. You can enjoy the fine program.
My home station, 97.3, the game.
97.3, the game. That's right. I can listen to that from anywhere, and okay. It's a fully integrated solution.
My point is, you say it's elegant and integrated. It's not. It's a slapped-on layer that starts to fight with everything you want to do. Your phone is being asked to do too many things now in the car. It's being asked to navigate. It's being asked to play entertainment, either podcasts or stream radio stations or play your Apple playlist. And it's still needed to talk if somebody calls you. So then where does that sound get routed to? To your car speaker system, to speaker on the phone, to your head, to maybe some AirPods you have in your ears. And then what about texting? People like to text at stoplights. They like to search Google Maps where is there a local payway? Because I'm hungry. So your phone is being overloaded. The driver's being overloaded. And this is a secondary system on top of whatever Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Honda, Toyota has cooked up in the car itself. No further questions, Your Honor. I'm fucking right, and you know it.
The Dan noodles at payway. Outstanding. We don't have a payway here anymore. We had a couple and they closed for reasons I can't fathom.
Same.
We can keep Panda Express alive, but not payway. It's absurd.
I know. Same, with us in Virginia, where payway was a rarity, but then there was a couple locations, including one near where I live, and then it closed despite my best efforts to go there all the fucking time.
The time. Right. Yeah. If I had one near me, once every 2 weeks minimum for the Dan noodles.
Right.
It would be it. Oh, I would love that. Yeah. I think you are making regular old Apple AirPlay sound much more complicated than it actually is.
Okay.
And
listeners, yeah. you be the arbiter. Who's more right, me or Charch, in our assessment of just how simple, elegant, and easy it all is.
My Toyota, I drive a Toyota Tundra, as you know. My Tundra.
Lovely vehicle.
Thank you. When I jump in the car, it just flips on the Apple CarPlay app. And basically from that point forward, unless I'm doing something very particular to this car, I never interface with the Toyota thing. So yeah, it is an overlay. But you know what? It's really it's the only one that I really use for 98% of what I interface with for my car. So I think it is becoming ubiquitous. And I think you are becoming my father slowly but surely.
Okay. Well, with that, I'm going to start.
And I'm not calling you. I'm not calling you daddy.
You do not have to call me daddy. I don't want you calling me daddy. With that, I'll call an audible. Topic one, settings fatigue. This is a term that maybe I coined or maybe others have mentioned. We're living in an age of settings fatigue where everything has to be figured out and navigated. Mm-hmm. The software we use, the apps on our phones, the cars, and it gets to be exhausting because you run into dead ends that make no sense. For example, the latest example of settings fatigue, mouse color.
What?
For whatever reason. So you can go in and change the color and the outline of your mouse and the size of your mouse on your MacBook or Macintosh.
Yeah, same with Windows.
It is the same with Windows. Now, I don't know how many people know this. Of course, it's not easy to get to it. You know how you got to get to it? You go settings, accessibility, display, and now you scroll down and you see these settings. Pointer outline color, pointer fill color, reset colors, and then a whole suite of color filters, etc., etc. Now, that's all well and good, but guess what? Some apps or some applications just say, yeah, nah. Because when I'm using Final Cut Pro, which has an overwhelmingly black and or gray background to the timeline for which I edit these podcasts on and other videos, for whatever reason, Charge, it doesn't display my cursor the way I want, which is white, so I can see it. It insists on black. And so I am squinting now at my Final Cut Pro and cursing the heavens like, why the fuck is this cursor black? And how do I change it? And I've gone into settings, accessibility, display, pointer color, and it doesn't work for the one particular app. It works everywhere else, but not for that. So, question. How many hours should I devote to problem solving this? Because I'm literally it'll be hours. You go to Google, you go to Reddit, subreddits about pointer color, and you see what you think is a solution, and then you see the date, and you're disheartened because the date says posted January 12th, 2013.
Right.
Fuck you. Come on, internet, get it off. Get it off the internet. It's irrelevant now.
The other bad thing about that is, so when you type that in and you go, your top 20 Google responses to a question like that has now become some bullshit AI-driven site that is not even a real site. All it is populated by AI garbage. And it starts with, what is a mouse? Well, allow me to define what a mouse is. What is a color? Oh, well, here's what a color means. Okay, and then, you know, and dragging on, and of course, you got all these ads built into it.
Broad spectrum light will divide out what is perceptible colors by the human eye based on frequencies of light. No, I don't want that!
Right. Yes. This is where we are in the world of AI. That is killing me right now.
There's a lot of things wrong right now. Topic number two today, Kirk's long goodbye. It looks like this is the end for Kirk in Minnesota. You have made your peace with and written your goodbye to him. It's looking like Atlanta. Give me the latest.
It does look like Atlanta. There's so many reports now that you start to believe it's true. Florio's adamant, and then doubling down on his reporting that the Falcons have targeted at a whatever it takes to get him level for Kirk Cousins. And I believe it. I mean, if you're people don't think of the Falcons as a quarterback away, but they kind of are, and they believe that that's the case. They have a top 10 defense. They've got Bijan Robinson is at running back. They got Drake London, a top 10 drafted wide receiver. So they feel like Kyle Pitts at tight end. They feel like the thing that's been holding them back is quarterback position, and that they're going to go spend to do it. I think it's true, and I'll tell you why. Well, one, the Vikings don't have a lot of cap flexibility when they also have to sign Justin Jefferson, and they've got an elite defensive end in Danielle Hunter, and they've got other money to spend. But here's the real reason, Zabe. Our general manager of the past 2 years has had one of the worst runs in the history of general managers, and easily the worst back-to-back season that I can remember in my adult life with the Vikings. He's got to save his job. He has to roll the dice on landing the quarterback of the future.
Who would
Kirk
that be?
Kirk won't do that. Well, we don't know yet at 11. They have pick 11 in the draft, so they could, they could hope that J.J. McCarthy is still there and go get him. Or they could try to make an extravagant move into the top three, but I don't think they can afford to do it, and I don't think the top three teams are moving. Right. Why would Washington leave the number two position? They can go get the quarterback they need.
Right.
So I don't think that's going to happen. They're going to have to find a way to make it work around pick 11, and I think they're going to have to get their guy, and I believe Kirk's going to be gone because Our general manager needs to save his job and has to repaint the narrative around him finding the future of the franchise.
What is Kirk, 34?
Six.
36. Okay. A 36-year-old guy who has never been a superhero quarterback. He has just been a very efficient and hardworking quarterback. There's a lot to be said for that. Hold that thought for a second. Coming off a blown-out Achilles of unknown vitality on the other side, although it's assumed he will come back and be fully functional, that's a hell of a thing that is going to, quote, take whatever it takes. But Atlanta, you're right, does feel like we're that close because our quarterbacks were shit last several years. In fact, didn't Raheem Morris say, if we had better quarterbacking, I wouldn't be here right now? Did he not say that? I could have sworn I saw
something along
said
those
that.
Lines. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It was like,
he's made it clear they're not standing pat at quarterback.
I'm like, wow, I guess Desmond Ritter's been shipped to Antarctica, right? You're not going to have to cross him in the hallways. Like, hey, man, that was kind of harsh. Like, fuck, I'm trying, man. It's like, I'm not perfect. So that makes a lot of sense. But I mentioned something yesterday on the pod about being the value of being a dependable entity at quarterback. And not a weirdo, and not some kind of whack job. I said what hurt like Russell Wilson was was the fact he was a whack job to a certain degree. And the nano bubbles and the God talked to me and all of the girlfriend stuff, pop star, I'm sure they're in love, whatever. It was a bit much. And much like Lamar Jackson was a bit of a weirdo in that he was kind of a recluse. He didn't buy into the popular culture, didn't have an agent. So I think they were a little bit like, what's this dude about? We know he can play, but I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Kirk is that dependable guy. He's built that brand, and that's why he's going to be sought after.
Yep. And he's pretty damn good at his
job,
by the way.
He is pretty damn good. But you know he is serious about his craft. He is going to work and fucking work and work. Not worried about anything else. He's rock solid. Boring, which it makes it, you know, makes him the enemy of us, the chattering class. And by us, I mean everybody but you and I, who can see the value in that. The average hooplehead sports radio host and fan hates him because he's fucking boring.
Very, very much true. And, you know, even if his play isn't, I mean, if you put his, you know, if you just looked at his throws, there's a lot of you'd be like, wow, that guy's special. But he is a boring known entity, but I think at the end of the day, there are going to be teams that want him. And by the way, it may be more than just the Falcons. I mean, if you are the Broncos, the Raiders, the Steelers, I mean, there's a bunch of teams that don't have a high draft pick and desperately need a quarterback that could get them to the next level. Steelers, especially, makes a ton of sense for them. Mike Tomlin might lose his job if they don't fix this quarterback problem that they've got. So we thought Mike Tomlin would be like bulletproof until he's ready to retire. But the heat is on him. So, Kirk could be Kirk could find himself in a bidding war that lands him near $50 million a year. And that's going to be, he's already proven that he's going to play the market. He did it when he left. He did it when he left Washington. He's put the Vikings over a barrel in his re-up contracts as well. He can be ruthless about his contracts, and he might be here too. Well,
he's been able to be ruthless because he's a simple man of faith and family. So he had the calmness of his faith to ride out back-to-back franchise tags in Washington. Mm-hmm. Whereas somebody who didn't have that kind of faith and wasn't as boring or had, you know, six baby mamas and nine kids to feed and a garage full of cars instead of a minivan, they would have jumped at the first good offer. Kirk was able to say, no, this is bullshit. He would never say that. I'm going to wait him out. And he won. He beat the shitheads in D.C. that I hated so much. Danny and that fucking loser, Bruce Allen. Thankfully, both gone now. He beat them both. And for that, Kirk will always be a hero to me, despite his boring and maybe not super clutch play sometimes on primetime.
His 12 years in the league should have been all with Washington.
Oh,
and you know
they were too dumb to realize it.
So dumb,
yeah.
So dumb.
So who are the gettable quarterbacks that are veterans? Kirk
of that are going to be available. You mean
gettable? Kirk
and Baker and Baker Mayfield.
Kirk, Russ, Fields, Mayfield. I know Fields is under contract, but like so far, apparently the offers for Fields have been, quote, underwhelming, according to reports. And I think that's makes sense, but he's gettable. Okay, let's talk about the gettable quarterbacks who still have QB1 shine to them, because Jimmy Garoppolo no longer has QB1 shine, plus he's suspended for, what, the first six games of the year?
Yeah, okay. He's out. Dude, he got beat out by Aiden O'Connell.
Derek Carr does not have QB1 shine. Jameis Winston no longer has QB1 shine, right? Who are the quarterbacks that are gettable by hook or by crook, by money or trade, that still have some QB1 shine? Other than those four.
I'm going to give you one more.
Yeah?
The comeback player of the year, Joe Flacco.
He does not have QB1 shine.
Now, when you say QB1, I assume you mean starting quarterback.
Yes. Yeah. A QB1 where you'll be proud to say he's our QB1. Nobody's proud to say Derek Carr is our QB1. Nobody's proud to say Marcus Mariota is our QB1. Ryan Tannehill. Hey, who's your quarterback?
No.
Ryan Tannehill. What? I'm sorry. I thought you said Tannehill. You have to say it under your breath. So, guys, you don't have to mumble under your breath. I would politely contest charge and say that Flacco was a wonderful story and a flash in the pan for just the right team, but otherwise, that's it.
Yeah, that which is probably going to be true. And you know what he did? It was a great story. Is it replicatable in year 42?
Okay,
is Flacco?
Here's
probably
another one.
Not.
Here's another one. Daniel and Mac Jones, both gettable quarterbacks that maybe have a tiny bit of QB1 shine. Maybe.
Definitely not. I mean, Mac Jones is getting booed out of his own stadium. He got benched four different times in one season.
I know. They hate
so he's
guys.
Out. But Daniel Jones, you know, I'm sure the Giants regret the extension they gave Daniel Jones.
Oh, they do.
You know, for sure. And it wasn't a budget buster, but it was a lot of money towards a guy that you know is not the long-term solution. So, you know they regret that. So could you get him? Yes. Would you be glad to have Daniel Jones and his 15 touchdown passes per season? Hell no.
Hey, but he can run.
He can run. I know.
Hey, he can straight line run. He's not a running guy like a black guy. He's a straight up and down runner.
I think all that's very fair. We get so dazzled, fans get so dazzled by rushing quarterbacks. But at the end of the day, you have to pass. You have to be a great passer for sustained great play in the NFL. You know, those extra runs, they're awfully fun. At the end of the day, you have to be able to pass. Daniel Jones can't pass.
Yeah. It's a 2.7 seconds of truth league. That's what you got to decipher what you're looking at and get the ball out on target. 2.7 seconds, right? That's the average time to release.
I can't decipher my cereal in the morning. And where should I put my spoon in 2 seconds?
I know. And that's how quick it goes, right? Isn't that the average time to release on passing in the NFL?
Under
3 seconds?
Right in that range. Yeah.
Fucking crazy. It's crazy that anyone can do it. And, of course, we get so mad as fans when there's a perfectly good enough quarterback that teams are like, nah, fuck this guy. Get out of it. You know, we let's get out of this business. So you say your boy Quezzy has had the worst two-year run as GM in the league, right?
Yeah. Well, over the last 2 years – for sure. He's been the worst over the last 2 years, but also history of Vikings, probably the worst two-year stint.
It can't be worse, though, than that dipshit George Patton or Peyton in Denver because of the Russell Wilson deal. And I went through it yesterday. Why is this asshole not fired yet?
I'm shocked he's not fired. And by the way, I know him from his time in Minnesota.
It's
Peyton.
Okay.
And by the way, great guy. I mean, really, really like him as a person.
Great guy, don't care. Yeah.
Does
great guy
not
doesn't
change
matter.
The fact that he still has a job. Yes. It's not just the Russell Wilson thing, but a bunch of other super dubious moves. And the Wilson one, it sounds like you covered it yesterday, so I'm not going to drive it in.
No, I want your 2 cents, though.
Why do they
hate him so much?
Why do they hate Russ so much?
Yeah.
Well,
like, he was playing all right. To me, I would say, look, we owe him a lot of money. He's playing pretty good quarterback. He's been humbled by that first year in which he was struggling to surpass his toilet total in his mansion for touchdowns.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Let's keep working with him. Let's install stuff that'll work better with him. And let's have a season with a guy who can play the position. Why didn't they choose that? They clearly hate him because they're like, get out.
They do. Hate him. They hate him. And now part of it could be Sean Payton as well. That dude is a grade A ass.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Payton could very well be a huge part
Probably
of this.
Probably is.
Yes. But Wilson played, well, get this, led the league in fourth quarter comebacks last year. And they're giving him the edict that he's got to remove his injury clause or they're going to cut him. It's unbelievable. And I it has to be who he is as a person when you can be a functional quarterback in this league, which
right.
is a rare find. And the team's like, nah, we'd rather have you out of the building.
Cause they don't have anybody and they're not in position to get anybody.
They traded away the backup, Drew Lock, as part of the Russell Wilson deal. So they can't even go to him.
It's unbelievable. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. That's FITBOD.ME/Zabe. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. All right. Meta's login is down, meaning my Quest 3, which I don't play anymore, cannot be logged into. Oh, what a shame. Is it going to be up anytime soon?
It is. But that to me is not the big story. And I think it's up now as you and I are speaking. But okay. For much of this morning, Facebook and its associated brands, right? Instagram, right. And you know, everything
Threads,
else.
Which six people use.
that was hot for 2 days.
Yes.
That the worrying thing for me is, here's Steve at home with your Meta Quest 3 headset. You'd like to play a game. You own this thing. It is your property. And because the login server of Meta is down, it is utterly bricked. You can't play games that you have purchased and downloaded onto your own device because the login is down for MetaQuest. Well, what's the point of having ownership of something? You own this.
Right.
You know, why would you have to have... why is it the functionality of this required to have internet access? I don't like this. And this is going to be a disturbing trend that's going to hit many things and is already built into many more applications than we realize. You know, like your internet enabled washing machine. You know, what happens when it can't log in? Is it going to stop working? The real killer, though, say,
well,
is going to be the
car. Yeah. Right.
Car.
Well, I don't know if Teslas have to log into anything to start up. I think they don't. I think they do get updates, software updates periodically over the air. And if a software update goes wrong, then it's going to potentially brick your car. But even more troubling is that there is a provision in this current bullshit bill on Capitol Hill that would include a government mandated kill switch in every new car made.
Unbelievable. How is it that people aren't, it isn't torches and
because
pitchforks at the Capitol
sheep.
Over the government putting
they're,
a kill switch in your car?
Because people are sheep and they're not paying attention. And the evil is running amok based on low information or very easily programmable people. And I know more than a few of them, sadly. Family members and beyond. Yeah, they're complete sheep. So this is why when people have said, oh, have you seen those new Nest thermostats? I'm like, you fucking think I'm putting my thermostat online? A million years. Oh, but you can set the temperature when you're on vacation. I'm like, yeah, I already do that. I crank it down to 55 when I leave, and I crank it back up when I get home, and I'm inconvenienced for maybe 20 minutes. What do you think the government's going to control you? Like, they always go to the mocking on that, right?
Yeah.
And I go, well, they could. Once it's online, they could do anything. Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm like, okay. Well, you just believe whatever you want to believe. I'm not putting my fucking my thermostat online. I'm not putting my fridge online. Not putting my washing machine online. I'm going to hang on to these cars that I have now if there's a new kill switch put in. Really, one of our favorite bands, Rush, with Red Barchetta, is becoming more and more a prophecy all the time.
Yeah, the cars are going to be outlawed. How about this one for my security cam that I bought years ago when I bought this house 4 years ago? Is from some company called EUFY.
Eufy.
Eufy. Yep. Turns out that they have connections to China, and that they have been selling or giving the facial data of the people walking up to your house to the Chinese government.
Wow. This is why I've been investing in very realistic nose and glasses and Groucho Marx eyebrow things, because that's the one thing that's great. Like, facial recognition, while super scary, is also easily defeatable with a simple mask or glasses. I don't want to have to walk around
for
looking
now.
Like that. You're saying for now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, if it gets bad enough, then people will just start wearing masks, or they'll be wearing scarves over. It'll be like during the pandemic where you'll put on a face visor to protect your face, or we'll walk around like Blue Man Group.
Somebody sent me this
on Twitter. No, Jabberwockies. Yeah. What is the bodysuit, like the lime green bodysuit that goes over your head and is so thin that you can see out from it, at least to a certain degree?
Yeah, these are like the when they have people in front of the green screen with all the little ping pong balls on them when they're doing the body cam stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's the suit. Somebody sent me this on Twitter, related conversation to this. There's a website you can go to buy a sixth pinky or your second pinky. And so it's a sleeve that fits over your pinky and adds another pinky next to it. So that if you get caught, it's for criminals who get caught on photo or video so that they can then claim that it's AI. An AI enhanced
awesome.
Video because it got the fingers wrong.
Right. Cause that's currently one of the problems with AI is it can't figure out only five fingers per hand, please.
That's right. Exactly. So you're in front of some jury.
I'm going to leave the house.
Six fingers. That's not me.
I'll leave the house when the government unlocks my home. Oh, by the way, another thing is people buy these locks that are internet connected that mm-hmm. work on passcodes. And there have been outages where you couldn't log into your own home. So you were locked out. And I'm saying to myself, in a million fucking years, no. there was another one I saw. This is a golf-related one. So obviously people hitting golf balls.
Now we find out how much you really believe in your privacy when it touches your golf game.
Okay, get a load of this. So it has been long established as part of golf and litigation that homeowners on a golf course have no real expectation of not occasionally getting pelted or taking incoming from stray golf balls. They bought the house on the course.
And,
you know, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Mm-hmm. You know that this is not a tour event every week. They're going to be hitting some fucking Scud missiles.
Right.
Okay, so that's generally the law. Now, it doesn't mean that if you hit a screamer into somebody's bay window that you are completely off the hook. If they can prove it was you, if the homeowner somehow has evidence of it, like it says, this is Joe's golf ball, then you could be liable to pay. However, a sign on a golf course was recently spotted and went viral in which it said, if you happen to hit a house, don't worry, you're not in trouble. But due to insurance, we need to collect some basic information. Scan this QR code.
What? No.
To assist us in the process.
And finding you.
I can tell you the reactions from my golf text thread were like, fuck no. Million times over, no.
That's ridiculous. Of course. Nobody would do that.
Right. You're going to let some homeowner or some lawyer or an insurance company go rooting around in your data via a QR code because of allegedly a loss. Fuck off. You lived in the golf course. I slice it. You figure it out. Life sucks. Get a helmet. All right, let's end on this. Arch Manning is apparently not going to take his $600 and name recognition in the new EA Sports college football game. He wants more money. Of course, he didn't say that. He just said he's focused on playing and being a team member for the Texas, for the Longhorns. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, whatever. How much you don't? What apparently Arch doesn't understand is he doesn't actually have to go to your house and play the game.
No,
he just with you or play football with you. I mean, right. You know, he doesn't.
You don't have to lift a finger, but he believes he's worth more.
Don't have to do anything.
Right. Well, right. I had heard because of this that some players of higher profile would get paid more than just the standard $600 plus a copy of the game.
Hmm.
Apparently,
but that's not that much money, and I can understand if that's all it is.
Apparently, 90% of Division I, of the 10,000 Division I players, have opted in. So 90%, which is more than enough. But what has EA always said? If it's in the game?
It's in the game.
It's right. And if Arch Manning is not in the game, then he's not in the game. And in Dynasty mode, you can't have him transfer to the Citadel and then take Citadel to the BCS championship. BCS is no longer, you know what I'm saying, to the college football playoff. So is this game going to be a big seller? It's a cult classic.
It's going to be huge, Zabe. People, there's so much pent-up demand for college football. Absolutely.
But it wasn't that big of a seller when they killed it, which made it kind of easy to kill. It was a cult classic.
it just, you know, it was probably I'm going to guess it was a third or a quarter of what Madden did. So it was good. It wasn't great. And then, you know, the next thing you know, so, you know, a bunch of corporate bureaucrats are in there cutting stuff and it, you know, it ends up getting axed. But I'm telling you, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And there are a lot of listeners right now that can't wait to play college football again with all of the rousers and all the college stuff that that made that game special. And there are going to be people that are, it's going to sell great. People are going to absolutely love to have it even without Arch.
It should be great. It should be great. Okay. You're going camping, you and Roxy and the dogs, next couple weeks. You say you're going to make yourself available via the camper. I love it. Where are you guys going?
Okay, so we leave the camper in Colorado because there's nothing between Minnesota and Colorado. So there's no point in dragging it out there every time. And all the cool stuff is that way. Right. So we're going to go to Colorado. We're going near Denver. Then, because there's still the threat of snow and you do not want to be pulling your camper through snow,
right?
We're going straight south till we get to New Mexico.
Nice.
Then we're going to take a left and we're going to head to northern Arizona, which is a beautiful part of the country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And then we're going to hit southern Utah, Zion and Bryce, and yeah.
Okay.
So,
any suggestions for Charge, pass them along.
Yeah.
And make sure he gets
please.
The email.
Right. Yes, please, please.
All right, Charge. You're the best, buddy. Safe travels. We'll talk next week.
Yeah,
the
we'll
road.
Talk next week. Yep, right, bye-bye.
Bye. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother, Doug. How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Pete Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.